Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
High of 74 today under overcast skies with a slight chance of rain showers. Mainly cloudy skies tonight, lows of a low of around 63. Tomorrow, 82. Upper 70s. Thursday, turning cooler. Friday, with highs in the upper 70s and thunderstorms. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, 61.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ongoing government shutdown at the federal level, the Kansas Department of Education says they are concerned after releasing a statement yesterday evening regarding an announcement at the federal level with a new round of layoffs from the Federal Department of Education that they say will be depleting the agency, especially with hits that will be coming off with near 466 layoffs of the education department focused largely with special education. WIBW reports that according to the mass firings coming out of the federal level, they threaten to disrupt the nation's students and schools in areas that regard special education to civil rights issues enforcement, along with after-school programs. According to the Kansas Department of Education, they say the layoffs would eliminate teams that oversee the flow of grant funding to different schools across the nation, including here to the state of Kansas, overseeing Title I funding for the country's low-income schools, along with the teams that manage the 21st Century Community Learning Centers. The new layoffs have drawn condemnation from a range of education organizations, including teachers' unions here in Kansas.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and if the recent storms have damaged your home, there's only one place to call, Burwell Roofing and Construction. They have been a trusted roofer for over 25 years in the state of Kansas and will help you with any damage by working with your insurance company, giving you an honest and fair estimate, and using quality materials and labor to make sure your house is back to satisfaction. After a storm, there are a lot of roofing companies that come in from out of state looking to make a quick buck at your expense. Don't let that happen. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today or go online at burwellconstruction.com.
Why do winners play at Seven Clans Casinos? The numbers don't lie. From Wichita to Texas, Seven Clans has the only certified loose casinos, as verified by Strictly Slots Magazine. That's why winners play here. Plus, use your Seven Clans rewards card for even more perks and offers. It's official. Seven Clans Casinos have the area's only certified loose slots.
The Kansas Department of Transportation announced at the end of last week that they are starting a new 4-mile stretch of highway projects north of Sublette, Kansas, starting early this week, with the project going on U.S. Highway 56 junction to 2 miles south of U.S. Highway 160 junction. KSN News reports that the project will be focused on U.S. Highway 83, where traffic will be reduced to one lane in each lane, with lanes shifting to the east at using shoulders and the northbound lane, with speeds being reduced from 65 down to 35 miles an hour through the construction zone with an 11-foot width restriction. Place. It is a near $15.5 million project from the Department of Transportation. In other news, law enforcement wrapped up last week revealing court filings that led to the federal investigation of a gentleman's club in the city of Topeka, Kansas, where according to federal law enforcement, they say they found one count of illegal possession of a machine gun, along with finding near $1 million that was found hidden behind a wall and a vacuum-sealed packaging, as the investigation is still ongoing. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
In your bustling lives, we're constantly on the move from hectic commutes to family outings. Blue Valley Insurance offers comprehensive auto coverage to keep you safe on every journey. Whether you're heading to work or driving your kids to practice, we've got you covered. Visit us at convenient locations in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, or Marysville for personalized auto insurance solutions tailored to your needs. Drive with peace of mind knowing you're protected by Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. An investigation is underway in the Lincoln, Nebraska area after a Lincoln Public Schools superintendent announced his retirement in December of 2024. However, did tell the district that he would stay on as an as-needed advisory capacity role through June of this year. And during that time, did no work but appeared to continue on by collecting his salary, who earned more than $333,000 annually and was not needed during any time of that transition. According to the investigation from KSNB Local Channel 4 and the Flatwater Free Press, they say that Paul Guzman did not exchange any emails with school board members, assistant superintendents, or interim superintendents between December 28th of 2024 and June 30th of this year, as the school board looks towards a new superintendent.
Dr. Scaretta for going and jumping in and with both feet and helping us go and stabilize during a difficult time.
Mid-America Network News.
Throughout every community in Kansas, you find hardworking people who make our state better each day. They bring their best to everything they do, determined to reach their full potential and make life better, not only for themselves, but for every citizen in Kansas. They are the soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard. They proudly serve part-time in their local communities. Learn more about service with the Kansas Army National Guard at nationalguard.com/KS. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners unanimously passed a resolution at last week's meeting to reduce the speed limit on a stretch of gravel road northbound of Axtell to 40 miles per hour. A motion by the previous board to pave the road was reversed with budget concerns by the current commissioners. Approval was given for $216,000 for Onyx Seal on the Blue Rapids and Herkimer roads, and a transfer of $28,000 from a risk management account to the Agency on Aging to cover the difference in state funding, which was reduced. Delinquent property tax letters have been sent out, and the county councilor was authorized to proceed with engaging a collection firm in setting up a tax sale. Washington County Commissioner's meeting last week was mostly routine business. New Nemahal County Treasurer Kim Bontrager is to be sworn in Tuesday morning. She assumes the post with the retirement resignation of Janelle Niehuis. Nemahal County Planning Commission will hold a public hearing to consider adoption of a proposed land development code for unincorporated areas in Nemahal County. The draft is available on the county website and the county clerk's office. Through managing land use and development, goals include protecting ag land from incompatible uses. Planning Commission would forward a recommendation to county commissioners for final consideration. That public meeting is set for October 27th at 7 p.m. at the Community Center in Seneca. KNDY continues a series of 4-H salutes through October, National 4-H Month. Area 4-H youth have recorded updates which air on KNDY. River Valley Extension Agent Brooke Oldie talks about signing up and getting involved in 4-H.
I think it's important to showcase all the hard work that our kids have been doing throughout the year and try to encourage other families to get their kids signed up as well. So you can join 4-H by enrolling online, and if you have any questions, you can reach out to your local extension office. And 4-H is for youth ages, for age 5 and 6, we have the Clover Bud program just to kind of get their feet wet with 4-H, and then after that, you can be age 7 to 18. I think 4-H is kind of ever-evolving. Some of the projects have either changed names or we've added new programs just to kind of stay current with what's going on, and I could see that continuing to evolve. But I do think being in a rural community that we continue to see good numbers of enrollment because there's a lot of families that are next-generation 4-Hers, but then at the same time we're seeing people tell their friends and get brand-new families into it too. So I can say for myself it's been really rewarding getting to work with kids the last few years and just seeing how their interests are piqued through their projects, see the really unique things that they do, and it's just a really full-circle moment to know that you get to be a part of it.
Kathleen A. Kate Juniman, age 73, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral mass Friday, 10:30, with a rosary at 10 from St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Family visitation Thursday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Kate Juniman. A memorial service is planned Saturday, October 18th, for Robin Vaudrin Wright, age 62, of Blue Rapids, who passed away October 1st. Service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Northridge Church, Sabetha, with the Popkiss Mortuary of Sabetha in charge of arrangements for Robin Vaudrin Wright. Judith A. Judy Witzke, age 84, of Blue Springs, passed away, and a graveside service is planned Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Judy Witzke. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lemon pepper fish, wild rice, Normandy vegetable blend, and plums. Tomorrow, Italian chicken, seasoned mashed potatoes, peas, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Tyler Shriver, president of the Blue River Quail Forever chapter. I'd like to personally invite you to join us to our initial chapter meeting on Wednesday, October 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Kloppenburg Event Center in Hanover, Kansas. This event marks the beginning of an exciting new chapter for our local Marshall and Washington County communities. All proceeds will go directly towards supporting local habitat conservation and upland bird restoration efforts. Come join fellow conservationists for an evening of fun, food, and fellowship. Learn about upcoming projects, educational programs, and leadership opportunities. Entry includes one free drink, one raffle ticket, and appetizers from Snappers Catering. That's right, your first drink's on us from their mobile bar. Don't miss our special guest speaker, Micah Rizak, regional manager and organization expert. Plus, enter to win some other great raffle prizes. Tickets are just $15 in advance or $20 at the door. Find us on Facebook for more details at facebook.com/BlueRiverQuailForever. Please come join us and have an exciting night getting a new chapter started here in Washington and Marshall counties.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some scattered rain showers are possible today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunny and warmer as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Staying sunny as we head into Thursday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Some rain showers are possible into Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, then staying mostly clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Some sunshine as we head into Sunday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and sunshine Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Donut Day is coming!
Donut Day? What's that?
Free donuts for Blue Valley customers!
October is National Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is here to celebrate. Swing by on Friday, October 24th, before work or school for donuts, coffee, and hot apple cider. Drive through our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. The first 25 people through get a free stocking hat.
Average high temperature mid-October 70. Record high on this date 94. The average low 45 and the record low 28. Sunrise this morning 7:36. Sunset this evening at 6:50. It's 61 degrees ahead of sunrise. And that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 14th of October. KNDY News Time 7:17.
When it comes to taking care of your vehicle, trust the team that treats you like family. Spellmeyer Automotive in Marysville. We're family owned and operated, proudly serving our community with honest, reliable auto care. From routine oil changes to major repairs, we're the local shop you can count on. At Spellmeyer Automotive, we believe in quality work, fair prices, and treating every customer like a neighbor. Because you are. Family driven, trust local, and drive confident. With Spellmeyer Automotive in Marysville, your hometown pros, keeping you moving.
They were the last unbeaten. Now it's a losing streak. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Bills took their first loss in week 5. Falling to the Patriots, week 6, another defeat, 24-14 in Atlanta, Monday Night Football. Bijan Robinson, 170 yards rushing and a touchdown. Last night's other matchup in the wet conditions in our nation's capital, Washington nursing a 2-point lead late in the fourth, fumbles the ball away on a slick handoff exchange. Bears recover, and with just a couple of ticks remaining on the clock.
Spot down, kick up, Jake Moody from 38. It is gone! Time expires! And the Bears win their third in a row for the first time in 5 seasons. Off of Jake Moody. We haven't even met Jake Moody yet.
ESPN 1000. He was cut by the Niners last month, activated off Chicago's practice squad yesterday. Baseball, Dodgers win by 1 in a nail biter.
Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. And the Dodgers take game 1. They hang on by their fingernails as the Brewers leave them loaded to end the first game of the series.
John Ciambi, ESPN Radio, a two-hitter for L.A. Blake Snell went the first eight, striking out 10. Freddie Freeman, solo homer in the sixth. Mariners take the first two in Toronto, a 10-3 win over the Blue Jays in Game 2 yesterday. Jorge Polanco, three-run homer, four players with multiple RBI in the win. Blue Jays lose. So do the Maple Leafs, falling 3-2 to Detroit. Devils get their first two power play goals of the season. They beat Columbus 3-2. Lightning 4-3 over Boston. Bruins first loss. Panthers with their first loss, a 5-2 loss to the Flyers, who get their first win. Blackhawks get past the Utah Mammoth 3-1. Back to football. Lions' Brian Branch gets a one-game suspension. Titans fire coach Brian Callahan after the 1-5 start. Penn State alum Matt Rhule loves Nebraska but doesn't shoot down the Penn State possibility.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veozah, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
Stay up to date with your high school football teams on the Coach's Corner, airing each evening following sports at around 5:20, with Monday Spotlight on Southern and Diller Odell, Tuesday Centralia and Axtell, Wednesday Lynn and Hanover, Thursday Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Fridays Washington County and Marysville. It's the Coach's Corner following our evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. On air, online, on our mobile app, your sports leader in Northeast Kansas.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Major market indexes rallied on Monday in trading. The Dow was up 588 points at the close. The S&P gained 102, and the NASDAQ rose 490 points. Indexes regained some of the value lost in Friday's sell-off after President Trump renewed his tariff threats against China. Trump softening his language on Monday, giving investors some hope of a trade truce. Shares of chipmaker Broadcom were up more than 9% on news of a partnership with OpenAI to design chips for artificial intelligence. Rising tariff costs are forcing retailers to pull back plans to hire seasonal temp workers. The Associated Press reports one job replacement firm forecasts hiring will fall below 500,000 positions. J.P. Morgan Chase announced a $10 billion investment in U.S. companies with crucial ties to national security, part of a 10-year plan to support industries critical to national economic security. Michelle Franzen, ABC.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Forage quality on Kansas CRP ground can vary widely throughout the year. Research from Kansas State University shows protein levels in CRP grasses peak in early summer, often above 6%, but drop sharply by fall and winter, sometimes below 3%. That means while the grass might look plentiful, its nutritional value can be too low for livestock without extra feed. Experts say management steps like midsummer haying or prescribed burning can help improve quality and make better use of those conservation acres. K-State cow-calf extension specialist Jason Warner talks about some of the research that he discovered and looks into forage quality on land in the CRP.
We felt that this was really important as we took a look at some of the areas with regards to forage and rangeland, nutrient quality, nutrient assessment. This was an area that we really, you know, as you take a look at it across the state, we don't have a lot of really good information readily available with which that we can use to guide producers when it comes to making management decisions. And we know that as we take a look at it, you know, really as a proportion of the total amount of rangeland acres that we have here in the state of Kansas, our CRP acres comprise about 12% of that. And we know that our CRP tracts and lands vary quite a bit across the state. But we do know that there's a lot of land out there that gets enrolled in this program that is utilized at various times throughout the year by our producers, and certainly that is, is heavily dependent on drought and other forage use declarations by which our FSA organizations, our FSA offices that regulate how those lands are managed. We know that the use of those forage lands is going to be heavily dependent on drought and forage disaster declarations that we see from year to year.
No one is all in all season for their farmers like your local Channel Seed Pro with Midwest Seed Farms. You can expect personalized agronomic insights and support to help maximize your farm's performance and profitability. See how the Channel Seed Pros provide that next level of experience by contacting Ashton or Ben with Midwest Seed Farms at 785-348-3125.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Biosecurity is valuable for farmers, ranchers, consumers, and customers. However, it isn't always top of mind. Jackie McClaskey, CEO and President of the American Rural Association, recently spoke on this topic at the Flinchbaugh Forum. She first says what she thinks of when she hears biosecurity.
Food and agricultural biosecurity is basically the protection of the agricultural industry. It's the idea of protecting the industry from any type of threat, whether that's intentional, accidental, natural, whatever that might be. So there are lots of issues that come to mind when we think about biosecurity. We tend to think about things that might impact the animal ag industry, but it certainly crosses the entire industry into crops and food as well.
She discusses who she believes should be included in a conversation about putting together plans for biosecurity concerns.
I believe it is a multiple professions because so many people are impacted. Obviously, producers need to be at the forefront, but they need to be supported by people who understand the science and the economics. Our animal health professionals at the state level, our state government leaders, USDA, of course, all of those folks need to be at the table and help those policymakers understand the alternatives and consequences of those different choices and be able to make decisions that are going to be the best for the industry and the people the industry serves.
McClaskey says what her key points are and a recent example of why planning is crucial.
The key message that people need to understand is this has to be something we think about. I use the term in the forum, good or bad, in non-wartime. We need to spend time really talking through what are the right policy approaches and the policy decisions. So when we are faced with a crisis or a disease outbreak or whatever it might be, that we know exactly what we're going to do. And I think that New World Screwworm is a perfect example of that. I mean, we shut our borders, but we've got different segments of the industry saying it's time to reopen. Others saying, no, no, keep them shut. And as you know, as we await whether or not we're going to find it in the U.S., then that's going to start to become a state issue as well of whether or not individual states are going to step up. And if you don't know those answers today, it makes it very difficult. So it's really about putting biosecurity policy at the top of the list, along with the other really key policy issues and making sure we know what the right approaches are. So when the time comes, we're ready.
That was Jackie McClaskey, CEO and President of the American Rural Association, with her opinions and points for others to consider when thinking about biosecurity. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stockpile breeding bull and fall replacement heifer sale Wednesday, October the 15th, starting at 11 a.m. The sale will feature over 90 fancy black-white face fall heifer pairs, 100 black-white face 3 to 5 year old fall pairs, and 75 7 year old older pairs, all with July through September calves. Spring-bred cows include 110 black and black-white face 3 to 5 year old cows. There'll be 50 7 years to broken mouth cows, all be bred for winter and spring calving. There'll be 35 fancy black and 27 red Angus first calf heifers due December and late January. Calf that vaccinated replacement heifers include 63 black-white face, 11 red Angus, and 40 South Dakota origin Angus heifers that weigh 775 to 8 1/4. Also selling will be 5 Simmental, 1 Angus, and 1 Hereford bull. For more information for the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, October the 15th at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Here's a small window for timing your fall bulb planting. We'll look at some ways to time it just right on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you?
Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 14th, the 287th day of the year. Our 34th president, Dwight D. Eisenhower, was born on this day, and the book Winnie the Pooh was first published in 1926. In most parts of the country, October is the optimum time for putting spring flowering bulbs in the ground. If you're unsure of the timing for your region, the rule of thumb is to plant 6 weeks before the first hard ground freezing frost. Another guideline is to plant when average nighttime temperatures are in the 40s. But even if you think you've missed the window, put them in the ground anyway. Bulbs won't stay viable like seeds. They'll waste away in the garage or cupboard. In the ground, they'll have a fighting chance. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find the frost chart for your area at almanac.com.
Hit 7:30 from KNDY, 60 degrees. With highs topping 70 today on a gradual warm-up.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs say they are back into their groove after a slow start to the regular season, but did come out strong and dominate the Detroit Lions, who went into this past week undefeated after their win on Sunday Night Football 32-17. That victory did put the Kansas City Chiefs now at 3-3 for the season after Mahomes had three touchdowns, going 22-30 with catch attempts for a total of 257 yards. Patrick Mahomes did score one of those touchdowns himself, two of those going to Hollywood Brown, another to Xavier Worthy. The victory now puts the Chiefs one game behind the Denver Broncos in the AFC West, where the Chiefs are still number three right now at 3-3. The Broncos are tied in that number one slot against the Chargers at 4-2. Patrick Mahomes yesterday reported they are looking forward to their midday kickoff on Sunday next week against the Las Vegas Raiders. That one at home at Arrowhead Stadium before another Monday Night Football game against the Commanders back on the 27th.
Wildcat fans, K-State Soccer has some can't-miss promotions lined up to close out the home season. Be at Boozer Family Park Thursday, October 16th for Beach Night when the Cats take on Cincinnati. Then spend a Sunday cheering on the Cats when we face West Virginia on October 19th for Junior Wildcats Day. Your Wildcats then finish the home regular season on Thursday, October 30th against Iowa State with Varsity Willie Night. Order your tickets today for these big matchups by visiting kstatesports.com.
Marysville girls tennis team finished runner-up in 4A regional action over the weekend from Marysville. Kate Fries claimed the regional championship in singles play, while Ava Spicer and Micaiah Urban finished runner-up in doubles action. The three Bulldogs will compete at the 4A state tennis tournament this weekend at Harmon Park Tennis Complex in Prairie Village. Lynn Lady Bulldogs volleyball team claimed the 2025 Twin Valley League Tournament Championship over the weekend as they defeated Axtell in the championship game in two sets. This is Lynn's first league tournament title since 2022. In other championship action, the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs defeated Centralia in straight sets for third place, while Axtell defeated Frankfort in straight sets to claim fifth. Postseason regionals will begin next Monday and Tuesday across the state, with assignments and seedings yet to be announced.
Stay up to date with your high school football teams on the Coach's Corner, airing each evening following sports at around 5:20, with Monday Spotlight on Southern and Diller Odell, Tuesday Centralia and Axtell, Wednesday Lynn and Hanover, Thursday Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Fridays Washington County and Marysville. It's the Coach's Corner following our evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. On air, online, on our mobile app, your sports leader in Northeast Kansas.
KNDY.